Zeggen dus pas hebben Maria kan niet zo beter ze zeggen dus pas dat hij al zeggen was je veel fout. Okay, so just finish up just one or two things in the packet 6A, then we'll move to 6B. Okay. And if any of you guys want to set up something for Hanukkah, sure thing for Hanukkah,
In terms of here or in terms of
no, sure, in terms of like a sefer or something,
yes.
latkes and stuff. I'm doing it with my regular shear on Tuesday, but Yehuda and speak to the guys and okay. So just to review the nylon thing, that the Moshe felt that not makabel tumah because it's like making a beged out of clay, and Rav Yashiv said maybe it's considered minhayam because it's from the mayan, and then the Mechatz Yitzchak and the Vadi and the Keskes said no. Who says it's not? It is makabel tumah. You made it into a beged. It's makabel tumah. And then there's a Marsham. We should look at the Marsham for a second. Why not? Where's the Marsham? A page. Yeah, page 11.
Six eight.
Yeah.
Six supplement.
Six eight. He says, "The Shein came by Goma, chosen by Tikkun of the Gadim." He says, "How the other Virakim paid a left side with the arrows." The right? After Right, that was the whole discussion we had about Niyar, right? That if it's Levadim, then it's a beggar, it's Mekabel Tumah. So you don't need woven, that's the Rambam. Levadim is Kibbegadim. So he says, so you have here, these things that are made out of rubber and things like that. So he quotes here in the Derech Basamim, page 36. To me, I'm coming after Enam Arugim Zvukim Sakhim Behem, the Godim and Alayim Arugim the Medrash. Kain Das Acheskes Tar Vaot, that they're Mechabal Tumah. And he's speaking about what? A plug? A plug in the mikveh, like a rubber plug. If you put a rubber plug in the mikveh, so it shouldn't drain out. So the thing is it, so you're not allowed to be mamid the mikveh with something that's makabel tumah. So if without that plug, the water would drain out, then that's the schila. That's a flowing. And then it's no good. So now you're trying to put a plug in the mikveh to keep it so it doesn't drain out. So if the plug is makabel tumah, then it's a problem. So he's saying, so this rubber plug is Mekabel Tumah, because on page 11, bottom right, the old cause of steam is some goof for sure. Eight of what in that lock of a mile, she also has eight in a mischazic machine. It's a cup of some goof of Mechatich was those two piece of wood wouldn't do the job, so they want to cover over the piece of wood with rubber. So, is that called so same Bedovra Mechabel Tumah? So he says, yeah, that would be Dover Mekabel Tumah. Because it's like Levadim. It's made from, even though it's not woven, but it's all pressed together. So, and even if it's synthetic, so what? So he says that you don't, Marsham says you don't even need it to be woven because it's like levadim. So you take rubber, however they make it, and they press it together and they make a thing to they make a thing to be on top of the thing that's okay. And then the Chazon Ish, he quotes the Chazon Ish on page 36, we'll see inside, says, Temeim kamu tuba dafka shei marugim v'kvuyim. So he wants to say that if it's synthetic, in other words, normally we say that levadim is kibagodim, but maybe you don't say that by synthetic. Maybe synthetic, it has to be mamish oro. The chiddush of levadim doesn't say by. That's an interesting chiluk that the Chazon Ish is making here on page 12. He says, "Nira she ain't gumi mekabel second hour. Ain't gumi mekabel tumah shalom emar tumah ela b'zayin kamim. Gumi who shraf eats yadush who shraf shalom gumi. Praise it kizefes. It's like tar." So he says, So take a look at the Chazon Ish. Od Yesh Lodim, page 12. At the bottom of right, page 12. I didn't put an arrow there, but by the word for Od Yesh Lodim. Achareishin is Rabu Sharba Godim Latame, right? O Begad, right? Even Sharba Godim, right? Even Tana Dabay Rabbi Shmuel. Efshe She Gam Gumi Bechlal Sharba Godim. And then that's what Rabbi Cheskel Roth held, and that's Rabbi Abadi held. Avshe Eino holds Avshe Eino Orug Halogam Levadim Tumeim Omnam Nira Delo Nisrabu Elitzemer Gimalim Vitzemer Geffen Kiyotvim Shehein Betvia Rishak Tzer Pishtim Halodvam and the Masim and Itachim. So he says that. That just sharp begodim that's not semru pishtim on this rabbi, but only if there has a maisa tviyah. But as we says, oh beged, it doesn't have to be semru pishtim, right? Oh beged. For tzitzis has to be semru pishtim, according to Tanit Rebbe Shmuel. Tzitzis has to be semru pishtim. And tumas negoyim has to be semru pishtim. And then we marbe fetuma, everything. Oh beged, we marbe everything, right? Everything, but the Chazon Ish wants to say a chiddush that only maybe when we marbe shar begodim, they're not semu pishtim, then it's only levadim only if it's derech. Levadim is only a chiddush by semu pishtim, but if it's. But the chiddush of the levadim atmeim, he says, you don't say that by shar begodim. Levadim atmeim, that's by tzemru pishtim. If you put tzemru pishtim and you don't weave it, you put it together, that's tamei ob tzemru pishtim. But by shar begodim, then it'll be near the lonus rabu. In other words, the chiddush of levadim is only by Tzemru Pishtim. Heng b'tviyav ariga k'tzemru pishtim. V'lo b'dvarm So therefore what? So it comes out that according to the Chazon Ish, the synthetic would be tameh if you make a baguette out of it, which you weave it. So then it's tameh. But if it's not something that's several pishtim, then it has to be dafke derech hariga. So the chiddush of Obeged, that it's the rabo sharminim, is only if it's derech hariga. But the chiddush of levadim is only said by several pishtim. So therefore, it comes out that when he writes here the derech habasamit, that it has a niche held, so the marsham holds that it, all synthetic is tameh, even by levadim. And the Chazon Ish says, no, it's only if it's arugim. But if it's masa levadim, not. And Reb Moshe held this other thing. So Lamai said to me, to be, some people wanted to be Mako and just manufacture nylon underwear and for it to be white also. So I'm not so convinced that there's plenty of poskim to asada. So therefore, might as well use Sivonim, except for the Zayin Vikim. And the Maisa, Rav Yashiv held that disposable things are still Mekabel Tumah. But if you don't hold like that, that wasn't the psak here in America. So therefore, things that are disposable are not Mekabel Tumah, and nylon, if you made a baguette, I follow the shita that it is Mekabel Tumah. Because it's not so clear to me either. The Moshe's thing that it's considered like you're making a thing out of mud, or even Rav Yashiv's thing that it's in the Mayan. But Pasha says kosher b'yam means it's in the ocean, not underneath the ground. Even though underneath the ground might be considered May Mayan, but it's not. I wouldn't say that that's called kosher b'yam either. And therefore, but the Marsham says tam Mayan. Yeah.
Was there a Moshe that was the Kli Adama?
Right. So Kli Adama, that's also a big Kiddush. You take a synthetic garment, that's a Kli Adama.
So,
you want to say Parim Kadosh, you want to say it doesn't look like Adama. Kli Adama is. You tell somebody this is a Kli Adama, I love the Havi Raya the other way. The simple shot is it's not a Kli Adama, to say just because you got it from the petroleum in the earth, that's called the Kli Adama. Kli Adama Pashas means from the Adama part of the earth, not from the so it's not Adama, but it's a Mayan, and therefore it's Prayam. I think the yam means the ocean. This is something that lives in the ocean. So all these heterim are, to me, very big chidushim, even though they were said by Anoshim Gedolim, but there are other Anoshim Gedolim that didn't hold this way. Like there's the Marsham. Marsham was the Gadol Hador. I told you what Marsham said about himself. That he's the, they used to call the Marsham the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. So he said, I'm the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla, Chutz Mi Berjan. That was his own town, was Berjan. So he says, I'm considered the Gadol Hador, but my own shtat, they don't give me that respect. They don't give him the respect. The whole world holds he's the Gadol Hador, except for his own. That was told to me by Rav Moshe Teichner, Zechron Levracha, is the brother-in-law of Gedalia Felder from Toronto, and Besov Yomov, he lived here in the Heights in the nursing home, and I used to go visit him in the nursing home, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and his father knew the Marsham, and he had the most unbelievable stories and kedolim and things, the unbelievable kiyus. It was just here in the nursing home. And, okay. So Atan, packet 6a. Now let's go to 6b. So what's the din of kesem shenimtza al karka, al mechuber l'karka? So you have a kesem that's found on karka. So that's the famous Gemara. Nun zayin in bedbeis. Amr Shmuel batka karka olam yosha ala matz adam ala tahora. Shenemar b'psara al shetargish b'psara. Right, you need hargasha, so it's on the karka. It's tahora. So anything on the karka is tahora. So the question is, what about things that are built on the ground? Very simple. What about a toilet seat? So a toilet seat is, that can happen all the time. There can be blood on the toilet seat. So is that considered like karka, that it's not mekabel tuma? On the ground. She was having a picnic. On the ground. She gets up and there's blood.
So she was sitting on it. Not just she just walks and finds blood.
No, she was sitting there. She checked, it was clean, and then she sat down, had a picnic. Then she gets up and there's blood on the floor.
Yeah. Why would a toilet seat be any different than a chair?
A chair is movable. The toilet seat is built into the ground.
Uh-huh. There's also many horses.
Okay, so page 6. I don't know in life how often you've seen the smog in life. So if you haven't, now's the time. There's a time for everything in life. A time to see the smog. Page 6. Now, the smog is like a very chashuv sefer. It has all the mitzvahs in the smog. I told you what I heard. There was a man in Washington Heights, his name was Rav Yosef Winevsky. You ever hear that name? No. So Rav Yosef Winevsky and I were very, very, very close friends. He was a man, an older, middle-aged man. He was blind. And he used to come to the library and people would read. Rabbi Carmi used to read to him and other people. I used to take him to lunch and to weddings together. And it was a big time chacham. He learned in Chaim Berlin, and then he came to YU, and he learned by the Rav, and he's a musmach, a PhD, all blind. Yeah. I gave one of the hespedim as his levaya. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein spoke with the levaya. Rav Yosef Winevsky was his name. So he told me that he heard from Rav Gershon Zaks. Rav Gershon Zaks was the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim. The son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim was Rav Mendel Zaks, and he was here in YU. He was the boichan in YU. He lived on the west side. And that was his son. So he said that in Radin, by the Chofetz Chaim, if there were not enough Sifrei Torah to dance on Simchas Torah, they would dance with the smog. They would dance, would give out smogs to dance with the smog. The smog is called Targula. Today, I don't know how many people have smogs. How many shuls even own a smog. So, but the I don't know, but that's what he told me, that the smog, he used to dance with the smog. Okay, you have a shul one day, maybe you should give out smogs.
We said over the story?
This I heard from Rav Yosef Winevsky, B'Shem Rav Gershon Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's grandson. Recounting what he heard, what went on in Radin. So he says, "Bodka karka olam v'yoshva olav matzadam tahora the chol davar she'im mekabel tuma lo gozu olav yishum ksonim." Buhadinim tznim tzadam al base hakisei. She yashva alav sham. He spells kise with a hey, I don't know. Usually spell with an
alav. What kind of amazing he says he caught in your
mouth? Right, so is it a portable, you know? Is it...
I mean, outhouse, no. I'm thinking not like a bathroom.
I'm sure it's not like a modern thing we have before, but probably it was a hole in the ground and they had something that was attached to the ground that you sit on and then you would go down.
Something metal, probably. Something like that. Maybe something out of the ground. Maybe it was an addition, just an extension of the earth itself. Like a big mound of dirt that they formed into like a round.
If it's just the dirt, then you don't have to, there's no chiddush in the base keys. It's just the dirt.
Right. But when...
So this is a very important discussion in halacha about blood that's found on the toilet. But usually the blood is found in the water, not on the toilet. But sometimes it's found on the seat itself. So according to the smag, it would be considered something that's part of the karka, the chubra l'karka. And something that's mechuba lekarka is not mekabel tumah. So we've been talking, you know, all these time about disposable, because that's usually how we deal with tissues, we deal with pads, and we deal with it. You know? But this is something else. It's karka. We don't deal so much with karka because usually it doesn't get on the karka because women have undergarments and things like that. So usually it doesn't. But this is a situation where it does, because when a person's on the toilet seat, so then it could very well, the blood could get on the toilet seat. So that's the smag writes this halacha. That now. So that's the first thing. Now, but the question is that really the halacha? That if something that is mechubel karka is like karka? Not necessarily, because there's a whole sugya. Do I have it here? In Bava Basra, it's in Bava Basra Samach Vav and Bava Kama Samach Vav. Wow, but it's a good bekiyas to know. It's in Samach Vav and two different mesechtas on the question of something that's a kli, and then you mechaber lakaka, but it was a kli anywhere there was a betolish. So that might still have a din of kli. Okay, but that's called Chakako Ulvasof Kovo. It was Chakako, it was made a tree, and then you attached it to the ground. So then Chakako Kovo, the Gabri, at least Dinim Darais or whatever, might still be a Dinkli, because it existed when it was already betolish. But there's another halacha that you have to be aware of. And that is there's a tshuva in the Noda of Yehuda. I told you, you have to know all the Noda of Yehudas. That's the real learning halacha. And you know all the, you learn the Tshuva Sadeshans, the Noda of Yehudas, the Chasam Sofers, that's halacha. That's not the way people, when you're young, you're learning Gemara. You're not learning halacha yet. You just have a Mishabura Seder for half an hour or 20 minutes in the morning. That's okay. You're getting your feet wet a little bit. But the real Ikar learning halacha is learning with the Gemara and the Torah Beis Yosef and the Ikar Tshuva Sachron. No, it's Madur Kama, Madur Tinyana. Or Chaim, Madur Kama, Madur Tinyana. Yerdeya, he has two. No, no. In other words, section one, section two. Archaim, section one, section two. Yerdech, section one, section two.
Does it follow from Shofonar? You mean the order?
It has a mafteach. You find. So he says,
which page?
Page 4. You know, he says, "Mechtavta kibalti." I got your letter. You know, there's. I think I once learned by Rabbi Bleich Shlita. So someone had a kasha, a shaila about a fish. So he writes, "Mechtavta kibalti im hadak." Check it. Where that truth is, "Mechtavta kibalti im hadak." I got your letter with the fish inside. You know, I guess FedEx. Yeah, well, I say he says "Mechtavka kibalti im hadak." You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do a search? Where does it say that? "Mechtavka kibalti im hadak." I might be one word off, so you got to be, you know, with the researchers. If you're a little off, then yeah. Okay. If anyone finds it, you can scream out in the middle. Sha'alti isha sheyoshva beis hakisei hakavua bekarka. Whereas originally it was like a thing that you would knead dough on, and then they used that as I guess they made a hole and they made that the toilet. So it was already a kli when it was betolish. Right, because that's called pshute kliyets. Normally, you need a receptacle to be, but if it's pshute kliyets, so maybe it's only the rabbanon. In other words, sometimes you could have like a challah board or a kneading board that's functional, but. Nechtezah b'pilvim pshute kliyets kazeh hum tamim midaraisu midarabanon. And maybe it's only mekabel tumah b'drabbanan. So maybe if it's only mekabel tumah b'drabbanan, maybe and ksamim itself is the rabbanan. So maybe it's not even considered. So he quotes the halacha of Mishnah in Kalim, page 2. Kol kli matzah shish lehem shim fahan tome chutz min adelts, min anagar, or min a middle. See, you have a door. Is a door mekabel tuma? So he says, no. Shenasu lakarka. Bartanura lishtamish bakarka. So this is the story. You see, when you have a kli, say you have a garbage can, and then you decide to cement the garbage can into the ground. So it was a kli before, and now it's cemented into the ground. You don't want anyone to steal your garbage cans, and assuming the garbage man will collect it, even though you don't. Whatever, or whatever. So then it was considered a kli, the tolish. So it still might be a kli. But certain things are called, not just b'chubel kark, the nasis l'shameshim akark. Because the garbage can is functional even when it's not connected to the ground. You happen to connect it to the ground because, grace, you don't want it to get stolen, so you connected it to the ground. But say this door. What, this door only has a function because it's part of this building. And the building is part of the ground. So that's called nasis l'shamesh imakarka. What does that mean? Its function is only because it's part of the building. Nasis l'shamesh imakarka. So that's not mekabel tumah. So even if you want to say If you want to say that something that's a kli, see those things, that garbage can example I gave you. So that's that the fact that it's mechubal karka has nothing to do with its usage. Here, this is the whole usage is because it's functioning together with the ground, so to speak, with the building, which is a part of the ground. So that's, it's not the Noda B'Yudas Chiddush. Noda B'Yudas is just pointing out that's a Mishnah in Perek Yudav. So what's the Chiddush of the Noda B'Yudas? And this Noda B'Yudas, I mean, is the accepted opinion in the whole world. This Noda B'Yudas writes a tshuva, and that's it. You know what I mean? Even though there could be other Gedolim that argue, but Noda B'Yudas is Noda B'Yudas, what can I tell you? Take a look, page 5. I'm going to tell you an unbelievable thing. Take a look. Take a look first at page 5 on the third column, the last two lines. We are in packet 6B. Page 5. Column 3, two lines from the bottom. Kli shel guf tashmishu ein tzorich l'karka. Right? Like that's the garbage can scenario I gave you. The ein karka misayato b'tashmishu. The karka is not helping the usage. It's a garbage can irrespective. You just don't want to get stolen. Afil chibro l'karka kodem gemar tikuno. Even if you patch it to the ground, Shenigmar tikuno mekabel tuma, filuk shehu mechubel akarka. It's still going to be mekabel tuma. V'zeo dafshal tzom shukovu v'zeos k'rabbanan d'rabbanan. That's rabbanan d'rabbanan. It's machlokas rabbanan d'rabbanan. But if you hold like rabbanan, so. But then, next line, on the fourth column, third line, dover she tashmisho imakarka. She'achas she nischaber b'karka akar tashmisho. Ikur tashmishu him suyua hamechuba l'karka, right? As a field kodem chibur kevin she'asol l'chabro b'karka yinu mekabel tuma.
Is she'achar or she'asar?
Field kodem.
Third line.
Third line. A field kodem chibur kevin she'asol l'chabro b'karka. Where are you reading? Dover she tashmishu b'karka she'achar she nischaber b'karka iker. That's where it's iker, even though there's no yud there. Iker tashmisho, its usage is im siyu hakarka hamchuber b'karka, like the door. So therefore, in other words, once you manufacture a door, there's nothing you're going to use a door for than putting it in the building. So even before you put it in the building, it's not mekabel tuma. So when you make a toilet, what is a toilet? Which way? Is that the first thing or the second thing? Right, it's used with the car. For sure, I mean, it goes down the drains and, there's no usage. It doesn't have a usage, just like the door doesn't have a usage when it's not part of the building. So a toilet doesn't have a usage when it's not part of the structure of the building. Right. Right. But I'm talking about a regular toilet. So then it's not mekabel tum. So now we understand very well, say the toilets of today. See, what was the smog talking about? I can't say for sure, but the toilets of today are nasil l'shameshi makak. But then he has another chiddush here. So this part really is not so much chiddushim. He's just quoting you the Mishnayos. But okay, not everyone knows Mishnayos. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker's son-in-law. Who's Reb Chaim Brisker's son-in-law? If you know that, I'll tell. Rav Hirsch Glickson. Never heard of him, probably. Rav Hirsch Glickson. He had a yeshiva in, I think, Warsaw. But you know what Rav Chaim was impressed about him? One of the things, his Bekiyas and Mishnayos. This, who did I hear this from? Rabbi Mandelbaum. Rav Berish Mandelbaum, the librarian from Warsaw, and from 48 to 98 here in the Gottesman Library. I was very close with him. So he used to tell me about Rav Hirsch Glickson. Hirsch Glickson was Rav Chaim's son-in-law, and Rav Chaim, I'm sure he liked a lot of things about him. I guess you don't just make a shidduch because your son-in-law is a bucky in Mishnayos, but that's one of the things that stood out, Rav Hirsch Glickson. Oh. He has another kiddush. Let me see if it's in this tshuva. I think it should be in this tshuva. You want to find it for me? One second. So it's not Mekabel Tumah, right? And then Elder Yehuda. One second. Okay, you'll help me find it. Maybe it's, but this is his Kiddush. Let me ask you a question. So it's not Mekabel Tumah. But is it a Kli? Is it a Kli? It's not Mekabel Tumah. Oh, 1 second. He says in Mefurash Mishnah. Who's your Rambam? But he says, but let me ask you a question. A water tank. How would you, you know, when we get water, we turn on the water. It's in tanks, right? So which category is that? What?
The second category.
Yeah. Right. It's only. So it's not Mekabel Tumah, right? But let me ask you a question. Is it a Kli still? Or?
It also depends on what we're talking about for proper usage or just a use.
Yeah.
You can use the whole thing in there, even if it's not.
Like, yeah, you can do anything with anything, right?
No, same with me, but it still has, this is different because when actually, it can still hold something even if it's meant for holding a certain thing, meaning I can. A wine barrel is supposed to hold wine. That doesn't mean that you would say if I had no wine, it's no longer for me.
I don't say meaning just because it doesn't have properties of it.
So, the Noda Yehuda, I want you to find it for me. If I don't find it now, was that, it should be. 1 second. Maybe it's in Nun Beis. If you first in the, let me tell you, it's Kiddush. It's Kiddush is it's still a Kli, and therefore what? It's not Mekabel Tumah, right? And we said it's not Mekabel Tumah, which is just like you said, this door is not Mekabel Tumah. So it's not Mekabel Tumah. But is the water inside? So how do you view it? Let's take the lumpus. It's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's a Kli. So what must be, what's the lumpus? What's the lumpus? What's the lumpus that it's not Mekabel Tumah? Because Nasis L'Shameshi Makak. But Mechubal Kak is not good enough, we said. Because
it's Karka.
It's Karka. Right?
Why is that the one?
What?
Why would you say that? Why would that be the lump of stuff?
You tell me a different lump, so I'm going to hear your lump.
It's Mechubal Karka, but it's not Karka itself.
But Mechubal Karka is still Mechabal Tuma, we said.
But it could be detached from Karka just the same, that's one category. But then it's only exists.
We said, the only thing that's pointing out is there's a din of Mechubal Karka and the din of Nasid Lashamish in Makarka. So Mechubal Karka is machloikas if it was already kli from before, but Rabbanan. But he says if we hold like Rabbanan, it's still gonna be a kli even after it's mechuber. So it's mechabel tum and everything. It's a machloikas tanoi. But if it's nasa l'shami shimakaka, then l'kuli alma, it's what? It's not mechabel tum. So Jeremy Shlita says because what's the vort?
It is
Karka. It's like Karka. Do you like that word? Do you like that word? In other words, it might not look like a piece of earth, but basically, it's not the Shamash of Karka. So this is Karka. You call this a door, but halachically, in the halachic lenses, this is Karka, because it's not the Shamash of Karka. But if, say, I would take this desk, and I would attach it to the ground because I don't want someone to walk away with this desk. But this is a piano. I don't want someone to walk off with this piano. So I'll nail it into the ground. So that's not Nazashal Shamashi Makaka, right? Because it has usage even when you didn't nail it in.
What's the difference between nail it in versus... If it's not nailed in, it's Nazashal Shamashi Makaka.
And when it's nailed in, it's... No. Because this piano has functionality even if it's not attached to the ground. So the fact that it's attached to the ground has nothing to do with its functionality. This door only functions because it's being attached to the ground. The difference between this door and this piano, or the toilet seat. You know? So, Jeremy Shrika, what is Jeremy saying? He said the lumpus is that what? That if it's nasal shamish, if it's just mechubel karka, so mechubel karka, so maybe it's mechabel tuba. But if it's nasal shamish im karka, so even though it doesn't look like a piece of ground, but this doesn't look like a piece of ground either, but it's still karka, it's what? It's a chepza of karka. Do you like that?
I hear it.
You hear it? You hear it? You said it. You like what he's saying? What you're saying is very good. So now, what's the punchline? Here's the punchline. I'm leading up to something that's a bomb. Okay? I'm leading something that's the whole world is standing on. You ready what I'm leading up to? So a water tank. What's a water tank, Jeremy?
And it needs the ground, so it's only
ground. It's ground. So the question is, tap water comes from a water tank. Is that called Mayim Shuvim? What does Mayim Shuvim mean? You have something that's what? In a kli. Well, once was in a kli. Once was in a kli. Mayim Shuvim. Right? So, is tap water, why should it be Mayim Shuvim? Because it was in a kli, but maybe that's not called a kli. Because it's Nasa L'Shamesh in
the pack. How did it get into the water, and how is it getting out? It's a rain directly into the
veins.
Okay, and then how, and I'm dipping into the water tank.
No. Tap water.
Tap water
is going out.
What?
It's called a faucet. A faucet. You're a faucet.
Pipes.
And those pipes. Those pipes. What are those pipes for? Hmm? What are the pipes for? What are the pipes? So maybe. In other words, maybe the din of Nasa Shlamish as a karka is like karka. So then, what? It's not even my shuv. So the chiddush of the Noda Bihuda that the whole world stands on, is what? Is that Mayim, that the tap water is called Mayim Shuvim, and that's why when we built the mikvah, we have to put all these things in. Whereas we have Hashaka, all these things, because it's Shuvim. So you can't just be Tovel and you can't just turn on the faucet. But according to Harav Morgan here, maybe not. Maybe it shouldn't be considered. So where does he say that in the tshuva? So find me that tshuva. Was it Nun Beis? I thought it was in this tshuva also. Maybe it's in the next tshuva. You have it? Tshuva. Look on the tshuva. Find me that line. Come on. That's the Noda Yehuda's Kiddush. That even though it's Nasa L'Shamish L'Karka, and therefore it's not Makabal Tuma, like the toilet seat, like this, but it's still what? It's still considered a Kli for Mayim Shuvah.
That's just a regular bathtub?
Forget, I didn't talk about bathtubs. I talked about water tanks. I wonder.
Meaning when someone's dipping in a water tank or a mikvah?
No, so you're going into a regular mikvah, but you don't have any rainwater. So turn on the faucet. Can you be tovel without water? So the whole world is built on the concept that you can't be tovel in tap water. but all women are tovel in tap water. That's only because there's a hashaka going on. There's the rainwater behind, but and there's a hole where the two waters meet, and therefore. But the whole assumption of the whole world of how mikvahs are built is that shuvim, that tap water is mayim shuvim. And that comes from the Noda Yehuda. That even though it's not says l'shamish makarka, it's still. But the Noda Yehuda is against Jeremy. Because Jeremy's lumdus is what? That it's not says l'shamish makarka, it's a kaka. So if it's kaka, then it's not a kli. You could have a kli that's makabel, not makabel tuma, like kli avonim, things like that. It's made a kli, but it's not makabel tuma. But it's a kli, but maybe there's not even a kli. And the Gedulei Tara is the one achron that argues with what? With the what? With another view. And he says like Jeremy. He says, it's not since Shamash is a karka, so it's karka. So if it's karka, you want to look, maybe you can look in one of my packets on the mikvos here, and I discussed it, and you can find where the note. Did anyone find the Noda Behuda? Come on, you have to find the Noda Behuda. We can't leave here without the guy seeing the Noda Behuda.
Who do you think it is?
Just type in, maybe it's in the next shuva. Maybe get me a Noda Behuda here in the.
There might be.
There might be.
Which
one
are you really
for?
I'm not sure exactly.
I want to lose which one. Yoredeya.
Yeah.
All of them.
What's another view as long as
it's so what's the lumbus? So it's like Kliavan. So it's not a Kabbal Toma, but it's still a Kli. Because we have a precedent for that. We have a precedent for that. That's something that you take stones and you make a kli. Some kabbal tumah, it's still a kli. If there would be water that was once in it, that would be my shuvah. But you have to realize that the Noda Behuda, all the money that's going into building the Gvoros today is what? Is assuming that, see, when we build a mikveh today, we want two things. We want the woman should be tovel, obviously not Maim Shuvim, and we want the water to be clean. Those are the two goals. Or else she's not going to be too happy. Right? So how do you do that? If you have a mikveh, and a lot of women go into the mikveh, after a while, it's going to be what? Dirty. Very simple. Dirty. So if you have a kelim mikveh, so you know what I always say. The kelim don't complain. The kelim don't complain. They're very cooperative. They don't complain. So just have the rainwater. And you can put the kelim in, and it's not so clean anymore. But the kelim, they don't complain. But the women are not like kelim. They're going to complain. So what do we have to do? We have to take the water out every night.
What was the name? It used to be the Chazon Ish.
We have to take it out. But if you take it out, how are you going to get more water? Well, you're going to daven with a lot of kavana. Talmud Matar soon, coming up. Going to daven with a lot of kavanas? No, so what we do is, with the women, we're all tovel in the tap water. But we do a hashaka, or zriya, with rainwater, and the women never go into that part. And that part could, you know, and every once in a while, I once had a Talmud from, there was a Rav out of, Rav or sister Rav out of town, and the janitor once saw the mikveh, and he saw it was so the dirty water there, he was thinking he was going to do a favor, so he drained all the rainwater out. And then they didn't have the mikveh. So that's a whole discussion. What do you do? You don't have water to go to the mikveh. So luckily, there was a lot of rain the next days, and they were able to restore it pretty quickly. But that was...
They've done well.
A lot of kavana, alamata, mashi baruch, you know, a lot of... But that's the Iker Chiddush of the Noda Behuda. In other words, the other things in this Shuvah that Noda Behuda say are relevant for us for Ksamim, but those are Mishnais. That's his Iker Chiddush. No, so no one can find it? Come on. There's no new.
The search bar is still searching.
Go on to my mikvah shir. You have my mikvah shir? Oh yeah, you didn't even find that. Keep out the mikhtav. Where are you guys? Yeah. But the Geduli Tara says like Morgan, that it's Nasus Lamazel Kakas, so that it's not a Kleitz Kakas. So the mind is not mind shuvim. Now that sheet of the Geduli Tara, someone once said to me, you're not allowed to, is not even considered a shita that you can even like if you mention, you know. But the question is, every once in a while, I know somebody who's a world expert, builds mikvahs all over the world, and he told me stories that sometimes there were mikvahs built and the hashaka was never good. It was built in a way that the water never reached the rainwater. And women were only being tovel in tap water while they're... So some rabbanim say, okay, there was hamshacha. Usually we don't let the water go in first. It was going on a runway before it gets into that. Take away maybe midir, at least midir, the rice, it would be okay. But I always think deep down, I know you're not allowed to say this, but you know, you always have that Gedulei Tara. You know, but you know what the problem with those mikvahs were? Mainly the women were tovel and pasul mikvahs. Mainly. The people were megayer in those mikvahs also. Not only that, the people who Magaya, some of them are not even alive. So that makes it. I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to scare you because you are, you know, in life, in the whole world, there's going to be, you know. So I'm not here to scare you. You shouldn't feel, you know, that, oh, maybe it's not. No, it's fine. 100%. I'm just telling you, in halacha, the reason why the mikvahs are complicated to make, because we want the clean tap water, and that's where they're going to go in, and then we're going to attach it to the real rainwater. But the whole assumption is that the tap water is what? Teshuva. And that's based on the note of Yehuda. That even though Nasa Salam Shabbat Shabbarakah, it's still what? It's still Teshuva, as opposed to the Gedul Tara. You know, the famous book, The Secret of a Jew, that you'll find in your computers, yeah. It was a rabbi in San Francisco who wanted to encourage people to go to the mikveh, but the people didn't want to. So he taught people how they can build a mikveh for $5 in their own house. Just turn on the faucet and, you know, build like a little phone booth, turn on the faucet and go in. And his assumption was that it was like the Gedul Tara, and that's when people were more comfortable. Oh, he found it. Where is it?
It's my version, Yana Simon
Kuftas. Simon, that's the tshuva right before.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have that's our tshuva, Kuftas.
Yeah, it's from Mash Bukshulcha.
What?
Mash Bukshulcha.
Mash Bukshulcha. Oh. Where is it? Oh, the second Mahuk Shukulcha.
Yeah.
One second. Where does he say Shuvim, that it's not Shuvim?
Yeah, you can tell like between the Shem Kli in terms of Shuvim. And
well, come on. No, I don't. Yeah, but I want to know, where does he say that Shuvim over here? I don't. Oh, one second. Anytime I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. He's out. There might be another place, but okay, here, we have it. Good. Acceptable. Page 5. Ani Toma, the bottom line of page 5, second column. My inyan sheiva shetolei rak b'shem kli af she'enu mekabel tum. In other words, it still has the shame kli, even though it's not mekabel tum. That's the chiddush of the Nodavi Yehuda. That is, this line in the Nodavi Yehuda changed the whole world. And that's the accepted sack. Page 5, bottom line. Second column. Ani toma ma inyan shiva shetolei rak b'shem kli af she'enu mekabel tum. It's still the shame kli. It's not the same shabkaga. Still the shame kli because it's useful, but it's not mekabel tum because it's like a kli avon. That's a different lumdus than what you wanted to say. You wanted to matter the whole world. your lumdus. But you should know, like someone once told me, like, you're not allowed to even say what you said. You know, that's like off limits. You're off limits.
So there's still not a tap water.
What?
Full secret.
Secret of a Jew.
Yeah. Right. So the secret of a Jew.
Is everything the Pasha is the one thing?
It might be. Yeah. But as I said, can't say it.
There are other parts of tap water, though. No, it's not just water here. It doesn't start in the water here. It still has to get into there. So even if you find, even if you say, okay, by this part, this is a kubo carbon, so this is just not a kubo, then there are still other issues beforehand when it gets.
No, because it rains and the water collects and it goes into the. It's not that you have somebody there taking. There's not this old man on top there, you know, collecting.
But it gets pumped up all the way to water towers. There's it has to be pumped up, so it's not flowing by itself up. And it gets pumped up to water towers.
Yeah, but okay, so that's a good question. But still, a lot of the water would be this involved in this question. But that's the chiddush of the Nodri. The last one to be making like you was this rabbi in San Francisco in 19... The library has like 10 copies.
I saw one last year.
There's like 10 copies of them in the library. Secret of a Jew, it's called. How to build a mikveh in your own bathroom.
And who's this
woman with the Gedulei Tahara? So Gedulei Tahara, who's Rabbi Karko? Look it up. You always look up things for me. Wait, okay. We got a little overwhelmed here today. Because the Olam's waiting, so. Secret of a Jew is Rabbi David Miller. And the Gedulei Tahara is Rabbi Menachem Mendel Karko. Who was a big rabbi in? Okay. So this is big resource. But Nogel and Yonenu is the other part of the Tshuva Nodav Yehuda. That's just Mishnayos. The things are also that, and if a woman has blood on the toilet seat. She didn't see it come out of her, didn't see his blood, even more than a gris. If she saw it come out of her, that might not be a kesem, but she might see it coming out of her. That's right, because then the question, if you see it coming out, maybe it's not a kesem, but okay, so we continue, but okay, so we finished up that other packet. We saw the Masham, the Chazanish, the Moshe, and we sent over. And then this, we saw the Mishnayos, we saw the Nodav Yehuda, we saw the other part of Nodav Yehuda, and with the other things that we saw, we didn't see inside, but okay. Okay, so think about a possibility for Hanukkah. You'll think about Yehuda.
I mean, the options are Monday or Wednesday. Okay.